This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
Do not panic! Do not panic!
It's time to hit Tad, Drex, and Kara's panic button on B98.5.
There are some problems. You could talk to family, you could talk to friends, but nobody really has the good advice that our audience is capable of. So if you want to hit the panic button, you could reach out anytime. 404-741-0985. Good morning. Is this Katie?
Hey, guys. I got to hit the panic button on you.
Yeah, I got your email. I guess your mom is trying to get back in your life. She kind of disappeared on you?
She completely disappeared on me.
Oh, no.
Actually.
How long ago was that?
About 20 years.
20 years? Geez. So were you young when this happened?
I was 3. I don't really have a lot of memories of her, but apparently she was young also.
Mm. Okay.
And now she wants back in after 20 years.
Do you know why she kind of disappeared?
She wanted to be an actress, so she went out to L.A.
Okay. And so you have a relationship with your father?
Yes. Amazing. Amazing dad.
So your mom gave up, I guess, parental rights to go out and be a successful actress in L.A. 20 years
Only
ago.
Not so successful, apparently. So.
Oh, she didn't. Mm. She didn't do much.
No.
No relationship. No phone calls. No Christmas. No visits. No nothing.
No nothing.
And now why does she say she wants back in your life?
I really don't know.
Her own child wasn't her priority. Does she even deserve to be in your life?
That's hence panic button.
Right.
I don't want to slap my dad in the face because he was there. But my grandparents, I have a relationship with her parents more so than her, I guess. Maybe they've been keeping tabs on me in a general sense, but they've been very supportive over the years, and they've been saying, you know, just let her talk kind of thing.
They think you should give her another chance. It's their daughter.
Yeah, of course they would take that stance.
You're her daughter.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It's kind of odd that you still had a relationship with your mom's parents and not your mom at all.
Look, I was 3. I don't know what arrangement they had set up early on. They paid for my education. So they do have a say in the matter, and they seem to want me to. And I want to be respectful to them, but I also want to be respectful to my dad. But I also have my own feels about it,
right.
You know. And
yeah, because not only did your mom walk out on you, I mean, she walked out on your dad, too.
Yeah.
My gosh.
You sound like you're 23 years old. You sound very mature.
I didn't have much of a choice, I bet.
I want to do right by the family that I do have.
Has there been any explanation as to why 20-some-odd years later she all of a sudden wants to be part of your life?
I think that's why my grandparents are saying to talk to her, because I'll probably find out that reason. But the question is whether or not I actually care at this point.
Mm.
The great mystery that remains is why now?
Exactly.
Like, we understand why you're in your position, but why is your mother, after 20 years not talking to you, like, we're closer to you now than she is. Keep listening, Katie. We're going to turn this over to our audience, get some opinions for you, hopefully get some advice, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's hard because as an outsider, my gut says, how dare she? She doesn't deserve that.
Right.
But it's not me. It's Katie that's going through this. And
right.
If it were you in this position and mm-hmm. you were, which we don't have experience with this. This mm-hmm. is tough. Your advice, 404-741-0985. Should she give her mother another chance, or should she do to her mother what her mother did to her when she was a baby? 404-741-0985. Or you can leave us a message. Use the open mic on the B98.5 app.
There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
I'm not going to do what you all think I'm going to do, which is just flip out.
It's time to hit Tad, Drex, and Kara's panic button on B98.5.
Katie's mom left her when she was, what, 3 years old?
Yeah.
3 years old.
Just pieced out to L.A. to follow her dreams of becoming an actress. Well, now, 20 years later, Katie's mom wants back in her life, and Katie's not sure, like, should I let her back in? What's mom's motives? And is dad going to be upset that I'm letting mom back in? Because dad raised me. He was the one that stuck around.
So hard to fathom a parent leaving their child ever,
right,
let alone at 3 years old. Mm-hmm. They knew each other. And I'm just wondering the impact on a three-year-old.
Well, and I hear what you're saying.
Do you
for
remember?
Sure. Maybe it is even better to, if you're going to leave your kid, leave him as early as possible. Ugh. You know, you wouldn't want to leave an 8, 9, 10, 13-year-old.
Leave them when they don't remember.
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember anything from when I was three, but my first childhood memory from when I was five was my dad leaving. It was trauma.
Yeah.
So, and we've talked about this before, like your earliest memories are usually traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, right.
To the phones we go if you want to join the conversation at 404-741-0985 and get some advice here. Austin and Canton.
Oh, my gosh. I think that the most like logical and pragmatic way would have her mother write a letter in the form of an email or something kind of explaining everything to set everything up. And if from that point she's like, okay, I'll accept this reasoning, then move forward for a meet. But if she can't come up with enough information to give her in the form of a letter of some kind, then I would say, no, it's not worth it.
Yeah, you'd want a little preview of what her mom is up to. And let me say this. Maybe the dad was being supportive of mom moving out to L.A. to pursue her acting career and all of that. But you could still have a relationship with your daughter from afar.
Right.
Even if, you know, you could visit for her or at least talk to her or email or something.
Would that have been harder, though? Sometimes it's easier just to break clean, wash your hands of it. Not saying it's right.
Right.
But sometimes having the 1 foot in, 1 foot out is harder.
Well, and she did say that her mother had her young too. So maybe mom just didn't know any better and didn't know what this was going to end up being, a 20-year separation.
Excellent point there, Kara. And Allison in Midtown.
I think she just gives the lady a shot because she does not know about history.
Yeah, but right. What history is there? It was your child.
But getting back to Kara's point, we were just talking about from the perspective of the three-year-old, the impact on the three-year-old. I'm an old dad. I was 43 when I had my son. So when I became a parent, I was already in my 40s.
Mm-hmm.
I think about it, and you know, I don't have a choice. But if I had my kids when I was in my 20s, I would not have all of this perspective that I have right now. Like when you're in your 20s, you're so selfish.
Yeah.
You are more interested in your career and pursuing your dreams and not really. So here we are. Now mom's in her 40s thinking about the fact that she has a daughter and she missed out on all this and it was a huge mistake and maybe wants to apologize.
Well, but she has to suffer the acts of her, you know, the consequences.
Yeah.
For sure, you know.
You want that. If it was on, if it was a Lifetime movie, you would want that, right? Mm-hmm. Swift justice. But in this case, this is real life, you know. 404-741-0985. If you've got some advice on the panic button for Katie, you could leave us a message. Just use the open mic. It's on the free B98.5 app.
You've got a problem.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure.
Don't freak out. Just hit the panic button with Tad, Drex, and Kara on B98.5.
I feel like this has come up a couple of times over the past week. Dad's disappearing. Remember that story of the dad who and left his family, and the mom luckily tracked him down. She needed to track him down to get a divorce. How do you leave your child? Do not understand it.
Well, I mean, something similar going on in my life. Won't go into too much detail, but my dad just hasn't talked to me in several months. And then randomly on Wednesday night, he like sent me a picture. He was at a hockey game. He's like, oh, really missing you. And I was like, you haven't talked to me in like 6 months, and that's what you're going to send me? I was like, forget you, dude. I don't want to do that.
Right, but you're an adult. I just think of the impact of your parent leaving you when you're 3 years old. And that was the situation that Katie was in, where her mom took off to go pursue an acting career and has had no contact.
Yeah, now 20 years later, mom wants back in Katie's life. And I'm saying the same thing like I did about my dad to Katie. Like, these people, if they're not going to make you a priority unless it's convenient for them, You don't want them in your life.
Priority.
No.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, in the case of you and your dad, you know why you were not talking to your dad.
Sure.
In the case of Katie, she doesn't know why.
A lot of questions unanswered,
So many questions. Haley and Noonan?
I say possibly hear her out, but go into it with no expectations and knowing that she owes her absolutely nothing. That this would be more so for her own closure.
Yeah, it does, but it doesn't sound like she wants closure, and nor does mom deserve this.
And I think her greater fear is how her father is going to feel, because he's been there for her throughout her life, and mom just kind of threw her hands up and dipped out.
Yeah, I would love to know what dad really thinks. Mm-hmm. Like, I would think that you could talk to your dad and say, what's your take on this? What do you think I should do? Maybe let's do this together, because he obviously knows the woman, has probably had more contact over the last 20 years with her. Hey, Michelle and Alpharetta.
Tough situation, but if it was me, I know that it's lingering in the back of my head of why did you leave? I would not give her a chance to answer the question. To ask the question, I would be asking the question just to relieve that.
Right.
I'm not saying let her into her life, but meet her and ask her those tough questions. She could have had a relationship with her through her grandparents. She could have called. She could have done all of that because her parents had a relationship with her. Mm-hmm. Why did she not?
You know what's interesting is I feel like this has come up on Forgive and Forget before, where it's like we find out, no, mom has been involved. Dad was the one that said, you can't be in her life if you're going to pursue your dreams, and blocked in his
job.
And then you find out, like, I was following. Remember there was somebody that were like, they were going to their child's plays, but the child was not aware of it.
Never knew him, was standing in the back.
They were sending birthday cards, but they were getting intercepted before they got the kid. Yeah. It's a possibility. So
even to close that gap, Leslie in Snellville.
Yeah, I feel really bad for her, but, like, I did have a thought. You know, she's graduated and, like, started working now. Like, is there a chance it has something to do with whatever her job is? I don't know. Like, does mom want to utilize this connection to her own advantage somehow?
So Katie's mom went out to Los Angeles to pursue acting, right?
Yeah.
And what you're saying is maybe Atlanta's bringing her back, because think of all the movies they make here, right?
Ooh,
movies,
yeah.
TV shows. There's a booming film industry here.
Well, it could be that, or also we all have family members like this who they're narcissists. They just look out for themselves and what they can get from other people. Maybe Katie's new gig, maybe she makes a ton of money and mom's like, well, shoot, my daughter's making money. I'll go shack up with her.
Do we know what she does?
I don't.
We need to get Katie back on to find out more about Katie, to kind of figure out. We might learn something about mom's motives. Well, I never thought to ask Katie, like, what motive could she possibly have? So,
well, we've never done that before, like, brought somebody back.
I know, but it's just a phone call.
It would be unprecedented.
I know, but we're breaking new ground here, Trex. We will get Katie back on and ask her. Maybe we can solve this mystery here this morning. Talking to the panic button this morning, Katie reached out because her mom left to pursue an acting career in Los Angeles when she was three. Hasn't been in touch in 20 years, now wants back in her life.
Yeah, and we asked Katie how many times, like, has mom given you any hint, any ideas to why or what her motive is why she's back? Nothing.
And we're going to get Katie back on the phone here in a couple of minutes, because somebody brought up a question. They're like, what is there something that Katie has that her mom wants? If her mom, you know, like, is there something that... And so we'll get to that in a second, but we just wanted to get a couple of people who have been waiting on hold for quite a while here. Ashley and Norcross.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to, first of all, thank her for sharing her story. It's very touching. And like you say, you see this going on more than often, which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
But I say definitely give her a chance to speak. But I would do it in a setting where there's a counselor present, because there's going to be a lot of emotions going on. And you want to kind of control that conversation, control the narrative. And you want to get out everything that you need to get out. Because regardless what she's displaying, I know there has to be some hurt there.
Absolutely. And to have a game plan, if you decide that you're going to talk to your mom and you're going to give her this chance, have a game plan, because this might be your last conversation.
Right.
So you definitely want to get all those questions out. You don't want to walk away and then still have something in the back of your mind that you're wondering about. Liz in Peachtree City.
I think Katie should meet with her mom, not on the phone. They should talk face to face. The fact that her mom did that doesn't mean that her mom didn't love her. You don't know really what happened or why she didn't connect, because I had the same situation with my dad. I had last seen him when I was 8, and then I ran into him coincidentally when I was 19. I recognized him. Of course, last time he saw me, I was tiny.
Did he have any sort of a plausible explanation as to why he did that to you?
When he divorced my mom, he basically divorced the family, basically. Mm-hmm. And my mom and stepfather didn't really necessarily make it easy for him to keep in touch. The thing about it is some people, they love you, but they have a limited, this is what I came to understand as I got older, they have a limited capacity to share and love, but it doesn't mean that they didn't love you.
Absolutely. And that gets back, I mean, it's been touched on by Ashley and Norcross and by you, Liz, is therapy is so important for Katie just to deal with the abandonment issues. And you're right. Like, not everybody knows how to express themselves or deal with their emotions. Mm-hmm. I told you, my stepfather and I were at war for most of my childhood. I'm like 8 years old battling with my stepdad. I got a letter from him when I was in my 20s, and I rolled my eyes when I got that letter. I was like, oh gosh, what does he want? Because I just knew that he was like sending me a bill or something.
It makes me wonder if mom is having some kind of health crisis or something and reflecting on her life and thinking what a huge mistake she made by leaving her daughter and wanting to rectify that before it's too late.
Right.
Tad, that wasn't a bill, though, that you got from your stepfather?
No, it was a letter from him, and he said that he had been in therapy, and through therapy, he realized that he had been in competition with me for my mother's love for my whole life. Think about that. This is a man who is in his 20s when he's trying to deal with like these emotions, not dealing with these emotions. And when I tell you, even then, I was skeptical because I'm like, yeah, you say that, you know, you say that, but let's see what happens next time I go home, because I was living in Rhode Island at the time. Dude, from that moment on, we had a great relationship. The last 11 years of his life, he and I were thick as thieves. Would not have had that relationship ever without therapy.
Yeah.
I would still think of my stepfather as like a monster had I not had that. So This can work out, but you have to have professionals. These people studied how to do this. Wanted to bring Katie back on because somebody was asking, like, did anybody realize that, like, Atlanta is the Hollywood of the Southeast? Mm-hmm. She went to pursue an acting career in California. And, Katie, does that ring any bells with you? Or
it's kind of crazy because I did just get just entry-level production job at Trellis Studios.
Oh my God.
You are working in the film industry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's something.
I hope that there's no, that's not a connection. I hope that's not the motivation and the reason.
Pray for Katie and pray for her mom that this turns out has a happy ending that's positive for everybody. And I hope that the mom is not using the daughter because she's like, oh, you have an internship? I'm moving back.
Yeah.
But that will make it a lot easier for Katie to make her decision whether or not to have a relationship with her. So.
Like what you hear?
Yes.
Yes.
Listen live to Tad, Drex, and Kara weekday mornings from 5 to 10. Giving you just enough information to look smart in front of your coworkers. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters, scattered showers, gusty winds today with a high of 70. 68 now in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
The interesting item that Costco has been selling over $100 million worth of each month. Coming up in just a second. But after getting snubbed for the Jeopardy hosting job a few years ago, one of our childhood favorites will be returning to our TVs after all. LeVar Burton is bringing back a revamped version of Trivial Pursuit on the CW.
Mm.
They're expected to make the big official announcement today at the upfronts in New York, but it'll be good to have LeVar back on our TVs.
So what took them so long to find him another game show? If you think about it, he was so popular, get the man on TV.
Well, Hasbro actually jumped on it at the time, like once they figured out that LeVar wasn't going to be on Jeopardy, and decided to bring back some of their game shows that are board games to television. So not only is Trivial Pursuit going to come back, but they're doing a Scrabble game show also.
You're a huge LeVar Burton fan, apparently.
I am a giant LeVar. I mean, okay. Reading Rainbow was my jam, and then he was Geordi on Star Trek. I'm not a Star Wars girl. I'm a Trekkie. Next Generation was another, like, one of my faves.
Wow, I had no idea.
No, I know, right?
Don't know what to say.
Something new every day.
Nanu.
Now, Costco is known for selling all kinds of stuff. You really can't get just about anything there. But one item they've been selling for just the last 6 months has been bringing in over $100 million a month. Can you guess what it is?
$100 million a month.
You said it's only the last 6 months,
so
it's not
a newly sold item.
So it's not all that meat. It's not the feats of meat. Yeah.
Gold bars. They've been selling 1 ounce, 24-karat pressed gold bars for around $2,400.
Oh my God.
Customers are limited to 5 per membership, and they've been selling out within hours of going up on the website.
1 ounce.
1 ounce.
$2,400. That's like how much a pen weighs.
It's crazy. But that's not the only weird thing that Costco sells.
What?
That's just the one that's making headlines right now. Do you know you can get a 4-person barrel steam sauna at Costco for $4,000?
Like it goes outside and you feed wood into it and it heats up?
It is like a wooden barrel like you would store whiskey or whatever in, except for it is a sauna.
That sounds very blighty. I don't think the HOA would go for that.
I don't think so either. You can get your final resting place, a actual funeral casket, for $1,100.
Yeah. But be careful. I bought an 18-pack of caskets, and I only got 17.
Want to win Kara's money? Play Are You Smarter Than Kara every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35 for a chance to take $100 of her money.
Woo! All right.
Tad, Drex, and Kara. Weekday mornings on B98.5. Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
We're sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Is it Carnita in Covington?
Carnita.
Carnita.
Yes.
Is that Eskimo?
No.
Could you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Goodbye, Kara.
I'm out of here, Carnita. Good luck.
Thank you.
You sound stressed.
I'm stressed to think I want to beat her, but then I don't want to beat her.
No, you want to beat her. Don't worry.
Why don't you want to beat her? You know you get the Kathy Griffin no matter what, win or lose.
Oh, okay. Well, then so, I want to beat her.
Yeah, you beat her. You get the $100 and the Kathy Griffin.
That's always the case. And every week, every prize, yes.
So,
okay,
here's the 5 trivia questions we're going to ask you. Then we're going to bring Kara back in for the same questions. Answer more right than Kara, she pays you the $100. Question number 1. New study revealed the average American eats 40 grilled cheese sandwiches a year. What soup commonly pairs with a grilled cheese?
Tomato.
Number 2. Masters Golf Tournament kicks off at Augusta later this morning. True or false, Tiger Woods is in the field this week?
True.
Number 3, Olivia Rodrigo spotted Jewel in the crowd at a concert last night, pulled her on stage. In 1998, Jewel sang a song about what part of her body?
Oh, my God.
Oh, right. She
says. Her mind.
When she goes, these blanks are so mine.
Eyes.
All right.
Number 4, Mama June is adamant she did not steal money from Honey Boo Boo. Before pageants, Mama June would pour pixie sticks in what soda to give it to Honey Boo Boo?
Coke. I don't know.
What's worse for you than Coke?
Water.
Spoken like a true Southerner.
Number 5, yesterday was National Siblings Day, and Taylor Swift posted a picture with her brother. What's her brother's name?
Oh, shoot. I have no idea.
All right, bringing Kara back in. At least you were efficient in answering.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't pretend to be thinking or wondering.
Carnita and Covington struggled a little bit this morning, but we had tough questions.
All right, Kara, are you ready for these tough questions?
I think so.
Number 1, what soup commonly pairs with the grilled cheese?
Tomato soup.
That's what Carnita said, 1-1.
Question number 2, true or false, Tiger Woods is in the field at the Masters?
True.
He is playing this week. Will he make the cut? We don't know. It's 2-2.
Number 3, 1998, Jewel sang a song about what part of her body?
Ooh.
need an answer.
One. Hands. It was her hands.
Hands are so little tiny, but
they're not yours. They are my own.
Grab onto a small pencil.
Arnita didn't get it right either, so still 2-2.
Number four. Before pageants, Mama June would pour pixie sticks in what kind of soda to give to Honey Boo Boo?
Mountain Dew, or it was her go-go juice.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Carnita said Coca-Cola. All right, 3-2.
Finally, number five. What's Taylor Swift's brother's name? My guess is Phineas.
No, that's Billie Eilish. Is it Austin?
Is it Austin? It is, in fact, Austin. Yes,
yeah.
Austin Swift. Luckiest guy ever born. All right, final score this morning is 4-2. Carnita and Covington, are you smarter than Kara?
No, the smart butt.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,734 wins, 54 losses.
Wow. Sorry, Carnita.
A pair of tickets to see comedian Kathy Griffin, December 6th, Buckhead Theater. They're on sale, livenation.com. You got them for free.
Thank you.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. It's B98.5.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you make better apologies than this.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Jen, you need forgiveness from your husband.
I do.
I understand, like, somehow his mother has been kicked out of an assisted living facility as a result of your actions.
Oh, geez.
So take us from the beginning here.
Well, it's his grandma, but I took money out of our account because he promised I could get my mommy makeover this month.
Huh?
And I obviously didn't know about the situation with the assisted living facility, and now I feel horrible and selfish because I took that money out.
So you were promised this mommy makeover, and it wasn't going to happen, or what?
He said that money was tight and that now wasn't the right time, but I logged into our account and found out there was plenty of money in it, so I just paid for the surgery.
Oh.
But I didn't know.
So you guys are paying for grandma's assisted living.
She had a couple of expenses pop up, and I guess we were just kind of the last line of defense.
Okay. All right. So now you're in quite a little pickle because you went ahead and paid for this. Have you had the mommy makeover yet?
No, I haven't had it yet. I just made the deposit.
Okay. Which is a big chunk of change, I imagine.
Yeah, is there any chance you could get any of that money back?
I called. They're not getting back to me, but I need to apologize to my husband because this was my mistake.
Well, so was the instance where your husband's like, hey, I know I promised that you could get the mommy makeover, but money's tight right now. And you're like, well, money's tight right now. I'm going to log online. And you saw that money and you're like, well, screw you. I'm doing it anyways. Was that the...
Yeah. He's been delaying the mommy makeover. He's been delaying the surgery.
Okay.
It's always another excuse. So when he said money was tight, I was like, okay, let me see how we're doing, where we're at.
You're like, money's not tight,
yeah.
So here I'm gonna get tight.
Oh, gosh.
Exactly.
Give us a couple of minutes. We're gonna get your husband Paul on the phone. He does not know about this yet.
He knows the money's gone. He knows that I put in the deposit. He doesn't know how terrible I feel about it.
They can't guarantee the response, but Tad, Drex, and Kara at least help you ask for forgiveness.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Just talking to Jen, she says her husband, Paul, had promised she could get a mommy makeover this month, but then he keeps on delaying. He says, oh, money's tight. Now's not the right time. Well, she logged into their bank account, saw, oh, the money's there.
Mm-hmm.
Put a deposit in for a mommy makeover. Well, apparently that money was meant for grandma's assisted living facility.
Oh,
and her husband is furious. Jen is so sorry. She needs our help asking forgiveness. Jen, Paul's not going to know you're on the phone when he first picks up, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Paul. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How's it going?
Oh, it's fine.
you don't know what's fine.
That is an interesting...
Yes. We are calling over this, like, I guess your wife took money out of your account, got a mommy makeover, or put a deposit in for a mommy makeover. It's caused a big problem.
I mean, we discussed it, and she wasn't going to do it. Then all of a sudden, I look at our balance, and there was a significant chunk of money missing from our account that had been debited and sent to a certain doctor's office that I certainly don't want to advertise because
I'm
on the radio.
Right, but you could understand your wife, Jen, this was kind of a priority for her. She was looking forward to this.
She's not getting it for me. She's getting it so that she can divorce me, take all my money, and then she's got this whole new body and this whole new...
Is this substantiated? Like, you know this is a plan? This is working in the works?
I know exactly what she's up to.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you shared that because Jen is on the phone with us. I didn't get a chance to tell you. This is a feature called Forgive and Forget.
Oh,
she was calling asking.
You didn't get a chance to tell me.
Well, I mean, I didn't expect you to drop that bomb on us.
What are you talking about? You want a divorce?
Perfect.
Wait, is this how I'm finding out that you want a divorce?
I don't want a divorce. I love you. I'd go to the end of the earth for you. I think you're perfect and beautiful. But you're trying to change yourself so that you can divorce me, take all the money.
But, Paul, you have no concrete evidence on this, do you? Like, this is a theory.
Who are you doing this for? Because you're not doing it for me.
I'm doing it for me. It's not for any man. I want to feel comfortable in my skin. I want to feel comfortable in my body. It's not for anyone else.
Kara, is this, or do you kind of feel where Jen...
100% I feel where Jen's coming from. I would, if I had the money, I would do a mommy makeover today.
But for you, you wouldn't
but
do
it.
But
for me, okay. Like Ryan thinks that I'm perfectly beautiful the way that I am, just like Paul thinks Jen is perfectly beautiful the way that she is. But for me and my insides, I don't feel that way when I look in the mirror. So I understand why Jen would want to do this.
Then why was she so desperate to have it done so quickly? That doesn't add up.
Interesting.
Wait, Paul, is there anything Jen can say to you to prove that she's not going to leave you? Because it feels like it's a little in your head.
Yeah, I don't know. She's put her body before the health of my grandmother.
Paul, she's calling this morning asking for you to forgive and forget. Will you give that to her?
I'm hearing it from you, but I'm not hearing it from my wife.
I told you how sorry I am that I spent that money.
Just get the money back, Jen. And you're not getting a mommy makeover.
Keeping up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond, Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters, scattered showers, gusty winds today with a high of 70, 64 now in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
Tell you what those jobs are that are more likely to have cheaters as employees in just a second. But something that many kids are given at schools for lunch is being outed as being completely unhealthy and unsafe.
Don't say it. It's not pizza day, is it?
No, it's not pizza day.
Thank God.
It's Lunchables.
What?
Surprising, right? So it's not the Lunchables that we can pick up at the grocery store, per se. They have another kind of offshoot that does things specifically for schools. They have been found to have an extremely high amount of lead and sodium. So now Consumer Reports is asking the USDA to, like, completely cut these things off, make sure they are not given to these kids in school.
A Lunchable consists of processed meats. Mm-hmm. There's your salt. That's really terrible for you. Yeah. With saltine crackers and cheese? Is that
pretty
basically
much? And sometimes the there's trilogy. An Oreo in there or something.
Oh.
Unless I get it first, then there's no Oreo in there.
Now, did you guys know that 85% of affairs begin at work?
I can see that.
It's crazy, right? I guess some professions are more prone to stepping out on their significant others than others, and it's not really the ones that you would think. You would think like musicians or athletes.
I've heard like lawyers, attorneys, for some reason, maybe because of the high stress involved. I'm not sure.
Well, none of those made like the top four. So it was pilots and flight crew being their like frequent time away from home.
Okay.
Bankers and financiers, which I thought was interesting. I guess ethics have an impact on how we conduct ourselves in real life, and that profession is kind of more prone to having some seedy, shady things go on. Doctors and nurses, I guess sharing traumatic experiences can create super tight bonds.
I could see that, yeah.
And this was another surprising one for me, teachers.
Really?
The high levels of burnout and frustration and being blamed for things that are out of your control is conducive to cheating.
Interesting. So the common theme here is basically like people with shared experiences, trauma, clinging on
to each other.
Commiserating each other together,
right.
Yeah.
Sort of like Rose and Jack on the door, right?
Yeah, except she pushed him right off.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's metaphor for relationships.
Right.
Here,
isn't it?
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.